It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because that we're helps. Live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Katie Van Lucien.
And Katie actually is filling in for Miss Kimberly, who's on another special assignment.
Yes, I'm always happy to be here. Especially, look like Christmas.
Oh, you know what? I have to say, it finally hit. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe it's the cold weather, yeah. But what do people in California or Arizona, you know, Hawaii, what do they do?
They admire us.
I mean, but jealous. How do they get in the mood?
Yeah.
Think about it. Because, I mean, the phones really didn't start ringing until the past week. After Thanksgiving, it was like crazy.
Yeah.
So that happens.
Well, I walked in here at the Hen House at Corinth. Stop by and see us, and the decorations are up, all the different trees at the front, the poinsettias.
Oh, they are. It's just absolutely beautiful. And I'll be honest with you, almost 6-7 weeks ago when they were doing the holiday show and getting ready for it all, I was like, are you serious? Holiday show? But it just comes upon us so quickly, Katie.
I'm ready.
Well, Katie, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it at the Hen House Market, because I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day out. You need to come out to the Hen House Market, because Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. And today, there's so many great specials. Of course, right now, you're absolutely going to love it. The 2016 Entertaining Made Easy event. How about the line right here? People getting their samples.
I'm getting up there as soon as
I haven't been
done.
Over yet. I feel kind of terrible. I know they're staring at me. But everything that you would want to celebrate this season is at Hen House Market. And it's going on today until 4 p.m. Come by the tasting tables and choose from some of the best food. There's also flowers and everything else that Hen House Market has to order, just like those Smithfield brown sugar spiral hams. Now, Katie, you listen to this show every week. I know you do, since the beginning, because if you go back a little bit, do you remember who the first guest was on the show?
No.
It was you. Come on.
Oh, well, of course.
Come on. You don't remember? You ready for this? January 6th, 2007.
Well, almost happy anniversary.
How about it?
Wow.
That's something else. Anyway, back to this, what we're talking about. And also, I got to thank Katie again. I still think about it. I was looking at the cookbook, my first cookbook, and the intro that you wrote for me.
I know.
I'll never forget that.
That was fun. We've been good friends a long time.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that so much. Now, Miss Kimberly's not here today on that special assignment. Seabest cooked shrimp. This is for her. BOGO. That's all she talks about is BOGO. B-O-G-O. I didn't even know what it meant until I met Kimberly Stern. Buy one, get one free.
Kimberly,
come on out here
to
the Hen House Market and celebrate with Miss Katie Van Lucien and myself right now. Now, a lot's going on this week in Kansas City, but the holidays are here.
The holidays are here. I tell you, there's a Christmas gift to Kansas City. All the new restaurants that have opened.
Oh, yeah. How about it?
Joe West with Stock Hill.
Is that hot? Is that something else right now?
It's
That's
beautiful.
All I've been reading about.
It's
the
know,
photos.
It's the new, it's for the bed and butter concepts.
Oh, yeah. It's bread and butter concepts.
Bread and butter
Stock
concepts.
Hill.
I can't even read my own writing. It's the step up. It is gorgeous. Then there's Eddie V's.
Now, you know about Eddie V's, don't you?
Yeah, beautiful.
I went there tonight at Donutology.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
So I'd eaten like 12 donuts, and I walk into Eddie V's.
And, you were full.
Oh, well, I was in big trouble.
The Antler Room.
How about that? Steve Burstein's stepdaughter. That's really something. Oh, I can't wait to go.
And then, of course, I'm excited about your new supper club.
That's right. So it's a little bit different. It's not. We're not opening another restaurant or anything like that. You know the experiences we do each month?
Love them.
Well, now they're renamed the supper club. We're going to have a little bit different music, communal tables, and some different ideas and family service and family dining. It's really going to be cool.
Well, the great great thing is that you've been open for 50.
Ready for this? Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting.
63 years, April 1st.
63 years, you know, and you keep reinventing what you do. Stay fresh so
that
you keep energized.
That's right.
All of your guests find something new to go to. I think it's exciting.
Think Casablanca and New York City Supper Club. 1945 circa, you know, something like that.
We'll dress vintage.
How about it? Oh, I hope so. Promise me you'll do that.
We will do that. Hey, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
You know what? This is the first time I've been in town for New Year's Eve because the restaurant's actually closed in almost 18 years.
Wow.
So I have no plans yet. I mean, I'm always in Colorado.
Okay, here we go. Michael Smith is doing a five-course dinner
on
New Year's Eve. Or right next door, it's Drew Sick is going to be performing
at
Extra
Virgin.
Virgin.
Really?
He's fantastic.
So they can make reservations online, of course, with Open Table, but you can go to Michael Smith's website.
Go to there.
Well, I got to tell you something. My good friend Roberto Donna, not to get off this subject, but I'm going to, is in Washington, D.C. I sent him a photo of the ravioli del Plin. P-L-I-N, that Michael made on Tuesday.
Oh.
He sent it back to me. He said, where did you steal this photo? I said, I didn't steal the photo. It's Michael's dish. He said, no way in the world, Michael Smith. I said, it's your friend also. You know, Michael, you come to Kansas City. He said, this is better than anything I've seen in Piemonte, better than anything I make. I said, I'm serious. So that's a compliment from the top Piemontese chef in the United States.
We will pass that on. He really knows his pasta.
Well, you also have some other restaurants we've been talking about. Brown and Lowe. I was there last Saturday with Alex and Lisa.
I can't wait.
That's really cool. And so many new restaurants in Kansas City are opening up. Look at all our friends and guests stopping by to say hello to us here at the Hen House Market in Corinth. But you know what? Think about a gift package maybe. I mean, it's Kansas. You said, I love what you said, Kansas City's gift.
Yeah, to Kansas City.
What do you say? How do you say?
Christmas gift to Kansas City is all the new restaurants.
And they're beautiful.
Hi,
I mean, it's really something else. There's another good friend of ours, Sally
Katz,
stopping by. Sally, how are you?
You know, it's good to see you. You know, that brings up a good point. I'm going tonight to the Big Brothers Big Sisters Most Wanted
Auction.
Oh, you got
a ticket.
And it was
this dates back a little bit with you because you were there at the beginning.
I started that with
That's
KC
right.
Magazine.
Wow.
So this will be the
That's
11th
huge.
Year. And a lot of the different packages, the auction packages, are dine-arounds where you go to different places like Stock Hill or Selena Teo's place.
I like
and
that a
staying in Kansas City instead of traveling and going to all these different places.
And it goes to a great cause, too.
Oh,
sponsored
Big Brothers,
by, of course,
Big Sisters.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's huge. That's really
So I'll be
else.
Bidding.
Oh, and I know you're going to be dressing to the nines tonight.
I'm going to be probably wearing some jewelry from Stephen Bernstein.
Uh-oh, so, will you post photos, please?
I will post some photos.
Not that I haven't seen some of them already. I will say I cheated.
A few diamonds.
Oh, I like that a lot.
He's a good date.
Well, Katie, you know what? We have, as Kimberly would say, a really big show ahead of us. really big show. My friend, Christopher Kimball, is coming on. He used to be with Cook's Magazine. It's now called, his new magazine is called Milk Street Kitchen.
I tell you, that is Instagram.
Isn't it beautiful?
Wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Their Christmas cake that's decorated
Have you
with
seen
a
it?
Wreath.
Yeah, I meant to post that today.
It is beautiful with rosemary and
it's gorgeous. Beautiful. Well, he's going to be on. And also our local friend who's gone nationwide, which has been Gail Lowe's office here.
Yeah.
And she comes from the Pasternak family, you know, with the old cake
Love
box.
Her.
We're going to have a great talk with her. Now, we have some great gift certificates to give away. We got to think of a secret word very quickly because we have Hen House gift certificates and Tippins pie. What should the secret word be today? Come on. I don't know. I can't think of something.
Holiday.
Holiday. That's easy. They're very good. It's just like Kimberly. Boy, you come right back at that. Come over here to the Hen House Market. We're over here in Corinth. It's Katie Van Lucien and myself, Jasper Morabli, giving away free Tippins pies and gift certificates. All you have to do is say the secret word or the magic word. It's holiday right here on KCMO Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, you'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree, taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
Zero means zero at Van Subaru till November 30th. All you need is your signature to lease a new 17 Outback, Legacy, or Crosstrek for just $269 a month. During the Subaru Share the Love event, for every new Subaru sold or leased before January 3rd at Van, Subaru will donate $250 in your name to your choice of the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Meals on Wheels Association of America, the National Parks Foundation, and locally, the Casey Pet Project. For well-qualified lessees on approved credit, 39 months, an extra fee may be imposed at lease end. Call 1-855-994-3257 for details. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Helping you serve a delicious holiday turkey. Choose a fresh, never frozen turkey from your local hen house market. From smaller turkey breasts to large 25-pound turkeys, Hen House has the perfect size for your holiday table. The taste is the difference in fresh, never frozen turkeys from Hen House. They're locally grown in the Midwest. They are so good. They are recommended by local Zagat award-winning chef Jasper Mirable. Order now and pick up Christmas week. Hen House Markets, 93 delicious years.
Spend an evening with the most stirring and powerful blend of rock and classical music ever heard. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve, live in concert, presented by Hallmark Channel. Today, two shows at Sprint Center. Buy your tickets right now at SprintCenter.com and at the box office. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Cimarron trailers are better by design through continuous product evaluation and innovation. Cimarron understands the importance of keeping your horses and livestock comfortable in transit. That's why they have developed their Comfort by Design system that is made up of ingenious features to promote a quiet stall area and comfortable temperature, like VHB attached side sheets and insulated roof material on every trailer. For your next Cimarron trailer, contact Transwest Trailers at www.transwest.com.
Hallmark Channel presents Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, with two shows this Saturday at Sprint Center. Join us for the 8 p.m. performance, and a dollar from every ticket sold will be donated to Children's Miracle Network. All funds stay local, supporting KU Pediatrics and children right here in KC.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Jasper.
And Katie Van Lucien.
We are live from the Hen House Market. Of course, Cody Lee is back in the studio keeping us on air today.
Good to know.
Because we are on remote right now. Miss Kimberly Stern's on what? A special assignment?
She is. So
she knows what she'll bring
here.
Back. Yeah.
I know. I can't wait.
Well, we appreciate the other part of K squared. Like, what would you say? Like the second? How do you say that? Like the co-K squared? Or
I'm the second banana.
You're not the second
Happy
banana.
To be her second banana.
Well, we appreciate if you come on out here to Hen House Market because you have some gifts to give away right now.
We do. You say the sacred word. Can we say what the sacred
word
is?
Yeah, we have to. Come on.
It's holiday.
That's right. And we have $25 gift certificates and, of course,
Tippins pie. Listen, my family asked for Tippins pie for Thanksgiving. Guess which one I took?
Which one?
The French silk.
Okay, so I'm talking to, to Mark Borer from Tippins, of course. I did not realize that's the biggest pie at Hen House.
Really?
I mean, of course, pumpkin, this time of year, but French silk, all-time favorite. We were passing them out at Shawnee Mission North for the kids, and everybody was at the French silk table.
Yeah.
Everybody. I didn't realize. And I, of course, I love it. Come on.
I was glad they had one left for me because some people call and order them in advance, which is very smart.
I'm going to tell you, I never met a Tippins pie I didn't like. So you can come on over here to the Hen House Market right now, of course, get all of your favorites. Come on, there's sales everywhere. And, of course, the tasting table.
Oh, I know, right next to us. That looks good.
Okay, well, we have a special show today. Of course, we're going to have Christopher Kimball come on from Milk Street Kitchen.
Yeah.
But a good friend is coming on the show, and we really love her a lot.
Gail Lozoff. You know, she opened Spin Pizza in 2005.
I didn't realize it's been almost
12
years.
Now they're all over the place.
How
they
about
have
it?
So many locations.
California.
Isn't that exciting?
Taking. Come
on. She was really the first, am I right, to do Neapolitan pizza.
My friend Judy
in
Francini
Kansas
said
City.
When she came to Kansas City from Tuscany, and she was like overwhelmed, she says, "This is Kansas City. How do you have this here?"
And
I said, "Huh. They know what they're doing, too."
Can I just say one word I love? Gelato.
Oh.
They change up their flavors all the time. So
and
yummy.
And she does so much with the community, which is really good. That's what we like a lot. Well, you know what? We're talking about her. Let's just go on with the conversation.
Let's.
Get this show on the road with our friend Gail Lozoff right here on KCMO Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Miss Kimberly, you want to put a little spin on something? Maybe a different spin on something?
I think that's a good idea, Jasper.
I'm thinking pizza.
So am I. And we've got Gail Lozoff, who, of course, is the creator and founder of Spin Pizza. They're introducing 3 new pizzas, a new salad, 3 new sangrias. Actually, they've already introduced them, but they're all fall flavors, and people are going nuts for them. Nuts.
Nuts. I like that. Gail, welcome to the show again.
Well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
You know, I have to tell you, my friend Judy Francini from Florence was in town when you first opened up. We took her over. She gave you the biggest compliment. And for someone from Florence to give us a compliment, I still remember her exact words, and her exact words were, "Wow, you finally have authentic pizza here in America."
It warms my heart.
That was something else from Judy Francini. How about it? So I always think about that every time I go into a spin.
I love spin. Love what you do there, Gail. It's always, you know, it's consistent. You know what you're getting. It's creative. The staff is always friendly. The environment, it's a win-win.
Well, thank you.
And I do like the idea that you're always updating. You're just not just staying with the original menu. You're always adding new things, being creative. That makes a difference.
And so while we're on it, there may be listeners, and we pity them if they haven't experienced Spin yet.
We pity them. I like that.
But, Gail, tell us what sets Spin apart from other pizza joints.
Actually, the thing that we like to talk about the most is our toppings and our crust, which is obviously the most important parts of the pizza. But we roast all of our toppings in our stone oven before they go on the pizza, so they are seasoned. Each topping is seasoned to bring out the best flavor of that topping, and then they're combined to create great, you know, concoctions of flavors. And so I think that gives our pizza a real unique flavor profile, that all of our pizzas kind of have that flavor profile, whether it's a vegetarian pizza or a meat pizza or just a cheese pizza.
Or a gluten-free pizza.
Or a gluten-free pizza, actually.
Okay, absolutely. I have to ask you, when you say spin, I just call it spin, but how do you pronounce the next? Well, I know how we pronounce pizza. What's the next word?
Neapolitan?
See, I say Napolitan.
Oh, right.
And now I want to get to the next word. You and your husband traveled to Italy. So this wasn't just something you just came up with. Oh, we're going to come up with a dough. And just you traveled extensively, going back a little bit, and developed this.
We did.
That makes a difference. Yeah. It really does. Because, I mean, people know it's just not, you know, something to say, we're just going to open up a can of sauce and put it on some purchased dough and buy our dough from some corporate place somewhere and that's it.
You have to really love what you're doing, too.
You do.
And spend a lot of time developing it so that it's really what you're proud of.
And the passion comes through. Now, you're known for the unique service model. You order at the counter, you get full service at the table. And I love it because, Spin, you're always listening to your customers. So this year for the holidays, you are, for the first time, offering groups of 10 or more full service, including ordering at the table.
We are.
Which is so nice.
We thought it would be really a fun thing for groups to be able to do instead of having to stand in line and order. You know, we'd like to give the full-fledged hospitality treatment.
It's your gift.
To our, right.
Right?
So we're excited about it.
And you're also doing, you guys do happy hour year-round, and it's fabulous, but you're doing something to make it even better for the holidays.
For happy hour?
Mm-hmm.
We have some holiday sangrias that are on happy hour pricing, and they're fabulous. One of them, we have three of them. We have our apple cider and cinnamon sangria, which is delicious. It's got it's kind of topped with hard apple cider, so it gives it a little fizzy kick from the beer. And then we have our pear ginger sangria, which is made with a pear puree, and we make the ginger syrup in the restaurant and the cinnamon syrup in the restaurant. And then the last one, which is my favorite, it's awesome, is an Italian cherry, and we use Amarino cherries to make the syrup for the sangria, and then we top it with the Amarino cherries, which are, if you haven't ever had them, they're like to die for.
They really are.
Candy.
That almost sounds like dessert.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
And let's talk about when you first get there, because Kimberly, everybody thinks about the salads and the pizzas, but the antipasti are really something else. The Mondo pork meatballs.
Yeah.
Really unique.
Really, really good. Stuffed with a Crescenza cheese, so it kind of runs out and strings out of the meatball.
I love everything spicy and those Calabrian peppers on the fromage. I mean, with the shrimp fromage, that's really something.
Yeah,
You know what I love, too? Mr. G and I go to Spin. We try to go every Sunday. We haven't been so good lately because I've been on deadline a lot, but we'll go for the Mini Mia. And tell us about the Mini Mia, because I just love that. It's so affordable, and it's just perfect.
Well, we really love it, too, and I think it's really become, it is definitely one of our most popular things that people like to do at Spin, but it's a 6-inch mini pizza, any kind of pizza that you want, whether it's a signature, one of our 20 signature pizzas, or one that you build your own, with any one of our 6 salads.
Yeah.
So the permutations of that are pretty pretty big.
You've never done the math on that?
I've never done the math on it, because if you start adding all the possible ingredients, it gets ridiculous.
Mind-blowing, Jasper. Yes.
And talking about putting a spin on something, the gelato.
Gelato, it's wonderful. Our gelato is it's all natural. It's not made with bases, which a lot of gelato is. It's made with bases that are pre-mixed. And it's made for us by this great guy who's passionate about making gelato, who lives in Michigan.
Wow.
And he lives out in the country, and he uses whatever he can that is in the area, like blueberries.
Seasonal.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
To make our gelato.
And of course, if you join the Spin Loyalty Club at no charge, you get to rack up points. And it's almost like eating Cracker Jacks when I come in, because I never really know how many points. I don't pay attention, but sometimes at the register, they'll say, oh, you've got a free gelato. And it's like, oh.
You must get a lot of points there, lady.
But it's so nice. I love the loyalty program.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
And Gail, what I really like, our friend and local celebrity James Beard Award-winning chef Michael Smith developed these beautiful and really unique holiday pizzas.
Yeah, well, actually, last year Michael developed a sweet potato pizza, which was delicious. And this year we modified it a little bit, and we used maple roasted sweet potatoes, meatballs, and ricotta cheese on our crushed tomato sauce, and it is so delicious.
Wow.
Really delicious. So the second one is a pizza that Michael developed, which uses our caramelized onions and our roasted potatoes, which are sliced really thin, and they get really crispy, and then we add goat cheese to it, and it is delicious, and it's vegetarian, but it's not like, you know, primavera vegetarian. It's just really hearty, delicious flavors. And the last one is a prosciutto that is sliced really thin, and it's on top of one of our white pizzas. It has a garlic olive oil glaze on it, a taleggio cheese along with 5 other cheeses that we use, and then it is drizzled with honey after it comes out of the oven. And
wow.
It is to die for.
It is. Well, Gail, we could go on and on talking about the menu and the concept and your love of pizza and the time that I ran into you in Madison, Wisconsin. We followed each other around for a whole 4 or 5 days while you were researching pizza, but we've got to go. So for the holidays, you're offering 20% off carryout orders for office parties, $75 minimum, buy $50 and spend gift cards, and you get a $5 spin back, Jay.
That's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's Spin Pizza, my friends. Make sure you check them out online at
spinpizza.com.
Kimberly, another delicious show with such a great interview. I'm telling you, it's always great to have Gail in the studio with
always.
Us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming in today. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
Celebrating 10 years on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Topping off Christmas with the perfect Tippins pie, exclusive to Hen House. A Tippins pumpkin pie makes the meal. No Christmas would be complete without it. Handcrafted in KC daily using only the finest ingredients, each pie is double filled, providing a decadent gourmet 9-inch deep pie that rivals Grandma's best. Filled with pumpkin, blended with cinnamon, nutmeg, and spices, Tippins pumpkin pie is a flavor-rich Christmas tradition. Order yours today at henhouse.com. Hen House, 93 delicious years.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS News Update. It may be the deadliest fire in Oakland, California's history.
This hurts. You know, this hurts. We've had fires where we've had multiple fire deaths, but I don't think at any one incident that we've had a fire where we've lost this many people.
Fire Chief Teresa Reed. At least 9 people are confirmed dead in that fire that began late last night in a warehouse of shared living and working spaces for artists. Some 25 others are still unaccounted for.
There's still a lot of the building that needs to be searched. And as we continue to search the building, I pray that our fatality count does not go up.
KCBS reporter Curtis Kim is there.
Because it was only one stairway in and one stairway out, many of the people got trapped in the stampede, apparently trying to get out.
It apparently happened during a party. CBS News Update, I'm Steve Dorsey.
Not as much sunshine today as clouds continue to take over the skies. That's going to limit our sunshine and only allow highs to reach the lower 40s. Starting off cold this morning, though, in the 20s and 30s. We'll have a chance for rain later in the afternoon and into the evening. I'm KCTV5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Making holiday desserts as easy as pie. It's your local Hen House. Come order your family's favorite, Tippins Pie, exclusive to Hen House. Christmas wouldn't be the same without a holiday Tippins pie. Stop by your favorite Hen House and get a head start on your holiday desserts by ordering today. Look for reservation forms in the bakery department or go online to henhouse.com. Hen House, 93 delicious years.
The KC Holiday Guide, presented by Thriftway, is here. This is your guide to all things holiday in Kansas City, all available in one place. Events, shopping, recipes, lights, gift guides, and more. Find it all online at kcmotalkradio.com. Presented by Thriftway, serving families for over 60 years.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't!
Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. While Mom and Pop rocked out to all their holiday favorites,
rocking around the Christmas tree.
The greatest Christmas hits are here on 94.9 KCMO.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
KCM. KCMO, FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
This is Jasper.
And Katie Van Lucien.
Of course, Cody Lee is back in the studio keeping us on air right now. And we are live at the Hen House Market in Corinth. And wow, you just Took a nice little photo op there. And
I am drooling. This is Jasper's Coffee Crusted Prime Rib Roast recipe in this beautiful magazine.
How about that? Is that something else?
I tell you what, you've coated it with the roastery
oh,
coffee.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I mean, are you ready for this, though? Oh. Look what coffee I use, though. This, yeah. The Voodoo Blend.
The boy, that is a man's man.
Yeah, exactly. It's dark and roast because, you know, everybody always says, you know, the men always get to do the grilling and the meat and the family.
I'm going to do this one
Thank
for
you.
Christmas Eve. That
Thank
looks
you.
Fantastic.
Well, we've had a great time talking, even off air, while the recording of the last segment was going on with Spin Pizza, but we have a great show coming up still.
Oh, listen, yeah. You've got Mill Street Kitchen coming up.
Yeah, come on. That's going to be something
cakes.
Else.
Beautiful cakes. I mean, that is, if
you
I lived in
Instagram.
London. You said Instagram. Yeah, Instagram ready. You've
they
got
really
to check
are.
Their
they
photos
really are.
Out.
Do you
they
do Instagram?
Beautiful. Yes.
I follow you. I think I do.
Yeah, I do a few photos. It's a different thing. It's not Facebook.
No.
You really have to get a good photo.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'll take a photo. I gave him credit this morning. You know, General Tso's Chicken.
Yes.
Now, I say General Tso's. You say General Tso's.
I say Tso's.
The originator, the creator, it did not start in China. It's not a Chinese original Chinese dish. He actually passed away in Taipei. Did I pronounce that properly? See, you got to be on top of it with me. Is it Taipei?
You need Kimberly.
Well, I know. That's what she does. Come on. But he passed away this past week.
Oh.
So I'm celebrating today. I just told Tony and the crew at the restaurant, I'm bringing back General Tso's Chicken. He said, General Tso. I said, okay, correct me, Tony. Even you know now. So, so a little memorial. And,
there you
know,
go.
But I didn't realize that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that is not an American, that is not a Chinese dish.
Yeah.
But it's sweet, it's crunchy, it's spicy, it's
crispy. I love
crispy.
It. It's the one we always get.
Oh, it's my go-to. Especially, I used to go over to, I'm trying to think of the place I used to go, Dragon Inn.
Yeah.
That's where Alex used to and Lisa used to take me. All right, well, we're going to talk to this specialist now, maybe the expert in the United States. This is a huge interview for us right now, Katie.
Yeah.
I'm honored to have Christopher Kimball on the show with us right here on KCMO Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. Kimberly, when I ask you to get someone on the show, I know I send you like 100 suggestions.
At least.
But when you came through this time, I was overwhelmed, and I think I just maybe sent back like 5 words, and it just kept saying, wow, 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 and that was it.
Well, we're so lucky to have with us from Boston today, Christopher Kimball, and of course, he's America's Test Kitchen, Christopher Kimball's Milk Street television and radio shows, and Mark, our producer and engineer, watches Christopher all the time. In fact, said he's his cooking hero. So
this is something else. Well, Christopher, welcome to Live from Jasper's Kitchen.
Well, that's a pretty good intro. I'm going to stick with that. That's pretty good.
177 Milk Street. This is huge. So let's just come right out of the box and just talk right about it. What is Christopher Kimball's Milk Street?
It's a whole new publishing media company. I mean, we start filming our television show next week. We have a radio show, Milk Street Radio, starting in 2 weeks. Magazine is off the press, and it's in the mail, be arriving in the next couple of weeks. Books, website, the whole thing. I mean, this came about because a few years ago, my cooking had changed radically, and I started looking around the world and figuring out that people have different approaches to cooking and different techniques. So it's not so much I wanted to cook an authentic Vietnamese recipe or Moroccan recipe, but I found that there's just a whole different approach, and some of that can be brought back to kitchens here. So, you know, instead of sort of the Northern European tradition, which is what I grew up with, Fanny Farmer, Joy of Cooking, that sort of thing, mastering the art of French cooking, they're just better ways of cooking or more interesting ways. And so Milk Street's about traveling the world, cooking with people, and then bringing back ideas to the kitchens here that are actually easy and bolder, you know, bigger flavors. Mm. That's the concept.
But let's make one thing clear, Christopher. You still have an affinity for New England cooking and apple pie, from what I understand.
Yes. Apple pie. I just made one Saturday night, actually. I've made hundreds of them. I love biscuits. I like molasses cookies. I love that food. But, let me give you an example. You know, a typical New England stew, you start by sautéing the meat, right? Mm-hmm. Well, most people in the world don't do that. They just throw the meat. They throw it in water. They don't throw it in stock. And you end up with lots of herbs or spices or, you know, interesting components. you get a really fresh tasting stew, and it's about half as much work. So for me, that's a case where, you know, okay, you know, I like a basic stew, but these ideas are simpler and better. So there's nothing better than apple pie. You can't improve apple pie. But some other things you can. I think an American stew, we can do better.
Well, Christopher, I don't know if you knew or not, but Miss Kimberly here is the pie queen of Kansas City. She's a judge all around town. She travels to state fairs and judges pies. So I think she'd like to get a hold of that pie recipe and maybe we'll have to try it, Miss Kimberly.
I'd love to try Christopher's apple pie. You know, Christopher, I love what you're talking about. World flavors, lots of layers of flavors. Sometimes when you start talking that way, people think that kind of cooking isn't accessible, but you have made it streamlined and extremely accessible to the home cook.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that people, I think, I know when I grew up, I sort of thought about our food and their food, you know, or our food and ethnic food, a term I don't really like very much. I think if you come to the sort of revelation, the realization that, you know, in Mexico City, people don't go, hey, let's have Mexican food tonight. They just put dinner on the table.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So if you think about it, this really huge table where all the cooks in the world are sitting around, that's kind of the idea. You know, food is food. You know, all food is everyone's food. So there's so many great ideas out there and things that are easy, things that make cooking simpler, and that are easily adaptable here. For example, you know, for years I've roasted chicken to get the perfect skin and all these tricks, you know, everything else. Well, in Canton, they just throw a chicken in water, you know, with a couple ingredients and essentially poach it and take it out. It's foolproof. It's easy to do. And then you make a nice sauce, you know, with soy sauce and sesame oil and whatever. And, you know, you can serve it over cabbage or just, you know, with rice. And it's very simple. So, yeah, I think the idea of bright flavors and bold flavors, the time has definitely come for that.
Well, let's talk about the first issue of Milk Street. What can your readers look forward to looking at?
Let's start with a simple thing. We discovered, along with most of the rest of the world, that you can scramble eggs with oil, in particular virgin olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. It gets hotter than butter because there's no water, and it steams up, and you get this light, fluffy scrambled eggs in about 30 seconds. So that's just for starters. We did a coleslaw with a chef down in Texas that has Thai flavors to it, lime juice, a little coconut milk, a tiny bit of fish sauce in it. It's just a wonderful flavor. We do the stew we were talking about, which is carrot and chickpeas and beef or lamb, herbs, spices, very simple, no sautéing of the meat. We did a grated carrot salad, typical in France or Morocco. We just grate carrots and three or four ingredients, takes about 6 minutes to throw together. We did a sort of creamy pasta dish we found with fresh goat cheese and a little olive oil mixed together.
Wow.
And it's much easier than doing carbonara Alfredo, and it doesn't break. You know, it doesn't get nasty after a couple of minutes. So, you know, there's and we did a wonderful wonderful dish. There's a guy called Travis Lett who owns Jelena Restaurant in Venice, California, and he heats up cast iron, and we took Brussels sprouts, cut in half, and chars them in the pan. And then we make a very simple dressing, and you get this wonderful sweet and charred flavor. It takes about 10 minutes. Those are just a few of the recipes.
Let's go behind the scenes a minute. I worked at Better Homes and Gardens magazine my first 10 years out of college, and I didn't work in the test kitchen, but I remember sometimes those testers would have days like I have as a writer, writer's block. And sometimes it was so frustrating for them trying to get a recipe just perfect. Do you have something that stands out in your memory, a recipe that just you worked on and worked on and worked on, and it finally popped?
Yeah, actually, I have an example of a recipe we worked on and worked on and worked on and failed, which was more interesting. We did fudge. I remember at America's Test Kitchen years ago, we did 2 months making fudge, and the gentleman doing it literally had some separation rotator cuff problems because he was stirring it. You know, he made 1,000 pounds of fudge over that 6 weeks.
Wow.
And we never could come up with a recipe that was foolproof because you have to get that sugar syrup exactly to, 238 or something. And we could never come up with something that was really dependable. So we ended up not running that recipe, actually. And he ended up quitting about 2 weeks later. Well, after 2 months of work and to see all that work, you know, end up nowhere, he was pretty frustrated.
Yeah.
So, sometimes you have to make a recipe many, many times to come up with a solution. I think at Milk Street, we're using a lot of outside developers I've known for years who are really talented, and then bringing them into the Milk Street kitchen here for the final testing, because the most important thing in testing recipes is you have a lot of experience. You know, if you're a pastry chef and you need to work on pie pastry, you've already done it 10 ways, so you have a lot of knowledge and history, and I think that's a good place to start.
Exactly. Well, Christopher, we're going to take a little break here. So we'll be right back here in a few minutes, right here on Live from Jasper's Kitchen on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, you'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree, taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
Chiefs Kingdom Bars are back. During each away game, a new local bar will host fans from all over the kingdom. Enjoy Bud Light specials, meet Chiefs personalities, and as a Chiefs Kingdom Rewards member, have the chance to win exclusive prizes. So come spend the day cheering the Chiefs to victory. And don't forget, Z-Trip will be available for a safe ride home. The Other Place Overland Park is your official Chiefs Kingdom Bar to watch the Chiefs take on the Falcons this Sunday. Visit chiefs.com/Chiefs Kingdom Bars for more information.
No matter what part of Chiefs Kingdom you call home, you're one click away from the newest selection of Chiefs gear. To make every day feel like Red Friday, go to shop.chiefs.com, the only official online store of the Kansas City Chiefs, and pick up jerseys, hats, T-shirts, vintage gear, even kids stuff. Post your fan fashion with the hashtag Red Friday for a chance to win apparel every single week. Sign up now on shop.chiefs.com for 10% off your first purchase. Shop.chiefs.com, the only official online store in Chiefs Kingdom.
Here to help make holiday cooking easy, it's your local Hen House. Celebrate the holidays with a fully cooked Hen House Deli holiday dinner. Choose from oven-roasted turkey, smoked turkey, glazed spiral ham, or prime rib. Don't forget the sides like mashed potatoes and gravy, traditional dressing, green bean casserole, cheesy corn, or honey-glazed carrots. And of course, dessert. A Tiffin's pie, apple, cherry, French silk, or pumpkin. Come to any Hen House and pre-order your Christmas meal today. Hen House, 93 delicious years.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Spend an evening with the most stirring and powerful blend of rock and classical music ever heard. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Live in concert. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Today, two shows at Sprint Center. Buy your tickets right now at SprintCenter.com and at the box office. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
KCM.
Oh!
KCMO.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Katie Van Lucien.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen here at the Hen House Market. You need to come on out because Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. We're over in Corinth and Christmas, Katie. You still have some gifts to give away, it looks
I know.
Like. You've given away a few.
We have. We've had some friends stop by.
And the secret word?
The secret word is holiday. And speaking of holidays, what's perfect for holidays? Eggnog from Chateau
Milk.
Oh,
how about it?
Yum.
I got my delivery yesterday. Oh. And you know what we're making today? My nephew's making eggnog cello.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, I just posted on Facebook a little while ago.
Let me know when that's
done. It's dangerous.
Oh,
I think he puts a little rum in it with
good.
The vodka and all and the grain.
I bet.
It'll knock you out.
Nutmeg on the
top. A little
top.
Nutmeg. Thank you. I didn't think about that.
You know, and Donutology, as they canned their pumpkin. Haha, get it?
Oh, I like that.
Pumpkin spice.
That was good.
Thank you. Pumpkin spice. I'm channeling Kimberly. Pumpkin spice is no longer the donut of the month.
What
now
is it?
It's gingerbread.
No kidding.
On their little minis. Oh.
So we stopped in last Saturday with Alex.
So
oh,
good.
My gosh. She was like overwhelmed.
Isn't that fun?
Slow down because I'm telling you, these things are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I gotta get
so
8 or
good.
10 or 12 of them
in
different flavors. And
yeah.
Ooh, I love that place. And they got that little walk up window. That's pretty cool.
They do. And then they're open.
Not a drive up, a walk up.
On Friday and Saturday, they open till 11 o'clock at night.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I got tell you real quick, we were at the Ship last Saturday night. It's my dad's old bar at 10th Street. Well, they moved down to the West
Bottoms.
It's a dive bar that's like hot right now. 500 people were there.
Yeah.
You need to go down to the Ship. Check it out, my friends. Well, right now, we're going to continue our little interview with Christopher Kimball right here on KCMO Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
We're back talking with Christopher Kimball of Milk Street Kitchen. Christopher, it's an honor to have you on the show today. We want to ask you, what do you think about the new American chefs and their cooking style?
Well, first of all, you know, I go back a long time, for better or worse, and I remember the 1970s when it was really hard to get a good meal in most cities, towns in the country, and that's really changed. I mean, you can go virtually anywhere in America now and get a very good meal. So that's really encouraging. What I've seen in the last 5 or 6 years, which I really love, is this emphasis on simplicity. Mm. You know, for many years, restaurant cooking, the more complicated, the better. Now I see people doing very simple food. San Francisco's been really, has hallmark restaurants that do this. But I like simplicity and really fresh ingredients and perfect execution. And that's where a lot of restaurants are headed. And I think the ultimate test for restaurants is, can you be moderately priced, you know, and produce simple, really good food? If you're going to charge $300 for a meal, you probably can do a pretty good job. But if you're going to charge a reasonable amount and produce great food, that's really the sweet spot. And I see that happening all over, which is very encouraging.
So that leads me into the next question. Cooking classes at Milk Street. This is going to be unique.
Yeah, we have this wonderful office. It's in the Grain Exchange Building, which is 177 Milk Street. It's right across, actually, from the aquarium in Boston. And it's an old, beautiful old 1892 building with 16-foot high ceilings and wonderful windows. We actually are giving classes in the evenings right at our kitchen with our staff. And I've wanted to do this for a very long time. And Monday nights, actually, we have a not-for-profit class where we, through Big Sisters and Big Brothers, we teach kids to cook. And which is important to me because we've always wanted to do that. And so we can give, you know, regular classes and demonstrations, but we can also teach kids. And that's something I want to do more of in the next few years.
And so do you think it's a new approach with people with, their, you know, two-income parents, cooking, you know, different style? People want to do something in 15 to 20 minutes. Will you be discussing this also?
Yeah, I'm not someone who does, you know, hey, let's do 15-minute meals. I think you can, if you know how to cook, you can cook quickly. But unattended cooking time, just sitting in an oven or on a stovetop, is fine. I think cooking is the last thing you can do with your hands, right? That you can do for other people. You can do for yourself. You get immediate gratification. You know, most of us, you know, work in offices, and sometimes getting feedback on what you're doing is few and far between. I mean, you go and cook. Within an hour or so, you eat what you made. And it's also very social. You know, I think I grew up sitting around dinner tables at 7 o'clock every night. It brings your family and friends together. So I see a big return to cooking. You know, cookbooks are selling very well now, as all books. It's something that it's definitely the pendulum has swung back. And I think there was an article in the New York Times recently that said that restaurant sales have been a little soft, and there's been more interest in home cooking. So there's at least one generation out there that hasn't been brought up with cooking, and they're very interested in doing it.
We're talking with Christopher Kimball right now, Christopher Kimball's Milk Street, and you can actually check it out at 177milkstreet.com.
You know, Christopher, you're wrapping up a tour, and you didn't get to Kansas City. Do you have Kansas City on your radar in the future? Because
Absolutely. I've been there. I love it. I've had some great barbecue, and we're just going to put together a list in the next month or so for next year. Yeah, I'd love to go to Kansas City. It's one of those towns that is real. You know, it's kept its personality. Mm-hmm. Beautiful buildings, and I love Kansas City. Pittsburgh is another town I love because it has its history still intact. So, yes, I probably will be coming next year.
And don't you think, you know, you brought up a good point a little while ago, too, that almost anywhere in this country now you can go to a city, whether it's large or small, or even small towns, and get a decent meal. And don't you think that authenticity is just coming through? I think, for instance, in Kansas City, I think our authentic personality comes through in our food.
Yeah, it's funny. When I go to a town, I always ask, you know, where's the place I can go where I get something I can't get somewhere else? And I want that local experience. And that's the kind of places I go to. And I think that's true. I mean, the great thing about America, one of the great things, is that we're able to, once we get on the bandwagon, to move fast. You know, if you look at Europe, cities there, things move much more slowly. But if you think about America, just in 20 years, 25 years, what's happened to food in this country, it's amazing. We've gone from pretty lousy food 40 years ago to fabulous food. I mean, if you can go to Paris or London, you know, and get great food, but you can get great food here, too. It's not the way it was 50 years ago.
And you don't have to be on a coast. You don't have to be in New York, L.A., Chicago, Dallas. You can be in Sioux City, Iowa, where I grew up, or in Des Moines.
Well, I think one of the great changes has been becoming a cook or a chef. There's a nobility to that. It used to be it was sort of a blue-collar job 50 years ago, and now there's a real enthusiasm about being a craftsman, you know, or craftsperson and creating food, and, it's something people aspire to, whereas 50 years ago, being a chef probably wasn't viewed in that light, which means that every town has people who want to cook and want to run a restaurant.
Well, the magazine is out. Of course, you're offering cooking classes. A cookbook is on the table. Also, you're doing a little bit of touring. People can come and see what's going on at the Flour and Grain Exchange building in Boston. I can only imagine what else is on the horizon for you, my friend.
I don't know. This is the last year.
That's enough on anybody's plate.
We're sitting here in the midst of TV and radio and cooking classes. Well, there's an old saying, when you want to change, you know, when you do something new, the universe conspires to help you. We've had a lot of wonderful people show up for us, and it's just thrilling. I mean, people I've known for years who've shown up and helped us out. And we have this great kitchen, and the fact that we can invite people in the evening to cook here, that's just been great. And I think this style of cooking is the future. I think we'll look back in 5 or 10 years and look at the changes in the home kitchen. You know, it's like the changes in restaurants. It's been amazing. And the next frontier is the home kitchen. No one's going to be thinking about our food and their food. It's just going to be like food, like fashion and music. You know,
right.
There'll be a mashup of lots of different things. And there'll be a lot more range and more interesting recipes.
Well, I cannot wait to get my hands on a copy of the new magazine. It's the Milk Street Kitchen Magazine. Kimberly, this is huge. And I cannot thank you enough, Christopher, for coming on the show, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
My enormous pleasure. Thank you.
And sitting down for barbecue in Kansas City, this is Kimberly Stern.
And Jasper Marabli. We are live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.